The Air Force and Northrop Grumman have a new deal in place. They're calling it a public-private partnership. It will enable Northrop Grumman to provide the Air Force with sustainment of future weapon systems. Air Force officials say they hope the deal will improve efficiency, both in negotiations and in implementing these future projects. For more on the partnership and how it works, we turn to the president of Northrop Grumman Technical Services, Chris Jones. Dr. Jones, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks for having me.
All right, so before we get into the details of the of this partnership, when you say weapons system sustainment, how is that different from maintenance?
Well, weapon system sustainment involves maintenance. So if you think about any type of military hardware, whether it's an aircraft, a munition, a missile, after production and when the system is actually being used by our customer, there's various aspects of sustainment. So that includes maintenance, so making sure the system operates appropriately. It could include upgrades to the system. So these systems tend to stay in service for decades. So there's potential upgrades. And then future, there could be modifications as well. So sustainment encompasses not just maintenance, but upgrades and modifications.
And can it also include training of people that will be operating it in successive generations of airmen in this case?
Absolutely. And so if you think about those activities required to employ and deploy a weapon system, certainly training of the crews and training of the maintainers is involved in sustainment.
All right. So contracts are regularly let by the different military branches for sustaining and maintaining and otherwise doing things with the weapon systems. But this is a public-private partnership. What is going on here?
Okay. And that's a very good question. And so you think of a contract as a transactional activity between the government, in this case, the Air Force Sustainment Center, and, say, a Northrop Grumman or any other company in industry. A partnership intends or has the goal of leveraging the best capabilities of both the government, in this case, the Air Force Sustainment Center, and industry, Northrop Grumman, to accomplish a mission. And so this public-private partnership lays the foundation and provides the framework for Northrop Grumman and the Air Force Sustainment Center to create a number of individual partnerships focused on specific activities. And so in the partnership, the Air Force Sustainment Center, for example, may use some technology or may use facilities from Northrop Grumman, and Northrop Grumman may use the same for the from the Air Force Sustainment Center. And so instead of having a very transaction-based contract, the partnership's goal is to leverage the best of breed for both sides to accomplish a mission or objective in a way that's more efficient and more optimal, really, for our customers than just a simple contract.
Well, it sounds almost like each project will be almost like a task order that you would negotiate at the time that you need to do it.
It's similar to a task order, but again, I'm going to emphasize it's more of a partnership where, again, we're leveraging resources across both both industry, Northrop Grumman, and the Air Force. But in the task order analogy is accurate in that this overarching public-private partnership provides the foundation. So a lot of the details that would go into more focused partnerships have already been agreed upon and written down so that we could use this document over and over and over again to develop and implement individual partnerships. And again, that would drive efficiency and reduce costs.
And in establishing this partnership, or this was Northrop Grumman in competition with others to establish that in the first place?
No, Tom, this is not a competition. There are many partnerships in existence already, both within Northrop Grumman and within industry. And in fact, you know, public-private partnerships are not unique to the Department of Defense. Other parts of the U.S. government has those. And so we were requested to enter into this partnership by the Air Force Sustainment Center in 2013. And so we've been on this journey for about the past year and have culminated in the partnership being signed.
And what does the Air Force tell you its motivation was in going this route for sustainment?
Well, its motivation, it has a couple motivations. So one is if we think about the budget environment that we're in today, I think it's clear to all of us that working more closely together is going to be required. And so our customer still has a mission to perform regardless of the budget situation. So being able to leverage the best from government industry is in the customer's best interest. You know, that coupled with the fact that entering into this agreement, will allow successive agreements to be accomplished more efficiently. And so not only do we think there will be an increase of the number of partnerships, but the amount of time it takes and the amount of resource it takes to establish each one will be less, so there is a cost savings.
And is there any dollar limit associated with this partnership?
No, there's it's an indefinite time, and there is no cap or ceiling on dollars.
We're speaking with Dr. Chris Jones. He's a corporate vice president and president of Northrop Grumman's Technical Services. And so give us an example. Suppose I'm just thinking of a particular Air Force platform, say one of their drones, and they have been having a lot of operational tempo for those over the last any number of years. So how might this work, say, if they needed sustainment for drones, for a particular model of drone, which I guess you build also?
Yes. And so if you were to take a unmanned or a manned platform and the Air Force Sustainment Center is looking to modify, upgrade, or sustain or perform maintenance, there might be an agreement that Northrop Grumman provides some resources. Those could be a facility, it could be equipment, it could be individuals that we would support the sustainment center in modification, upgrade, maintenance of that particular type of aircraft. Similarly, if Northrop Grumman were to be contracted to provide some of the sustainment, we could use government facilities. And so therefore, each side could leverage the existing resources and expertise of the other side to jointly accomplish whatever the mission or objective is of the sustainment in a way that's more optimum than, you know, more transactionally based contract.
And I guess what's implied in all of this is that sustainment is an ongoing long-term activity as opposed to just buying something and you deliver it and get paid and you're done.
Yep, that's correct. And again, if you think about the weapon systems, specifically in this case aircraft, that our customers have in the inventory today and will have, you know, a number of them are 10, 20, 30, 40 years old. And they will probably be in service for at least another decade. And so sustainment of any type of platform is the bulk of the cost of the platform. About 70% of the total life cycle cost of, say, an airplane is when it's in the sustainment phase. So sustainment is ongoing. The need to modernize and upgrade aircraft specifically, but any type of weapon system is ongoing. And it is a focus for our customer. And, you know, we're happy that we have the opportunity to support them.
So sustainment starts basically when the title changes hands from the manufacturer to the Air Force.
Yeah, in a sense, I'd like to look at it more broadly is that sustainment starts when production ends. And so if you think about your car, once it's produced, all of the time that it exists after that is sustainment. And so in a very broad sense, it's less based on, you know, title, but more on, you know, post-production. So after the airplane, for example, is built and is transitioned to the Air Force, all activity after that point is sustainment.
And is this is Northrop Grumman able to cover aircraft that it did not manufacture? Because, I mean, there's Lockheed stuff and Boeing and other manufacturers that are in the Air Force's inventory.
Yes. And so parts of Northrop Grumman are involved in, you know, building platforms. And then there's other businesses in Northrop Grumman that supply sensors, missing equipment, avionics, et cetera. And those are installed on numerous aircraft. And so we have capability not only to provide sustainment, modification, and upgrades to those items, whether it be a platform or component that we build, but we support other aircraft in other systems as required and as requested by our customer.
Because I imagine if they say, well, we need you to do some maintenance or some upgrades on something like a B-1, which is so old, it's almost like the first time you would peel back the skin, it would be like archaeology.
Not quite that bad. And keep in mind, say for a B-1 or any other aircraft, there's been continuous upgrades and modifications to those systems. So on the outside, they may look, you know, similar to when they were first built, but the internal aspects, the components of them are continually being upgraded and modified to address the current situation, capability requirements, threats, and mission requirements. And so we're able as a company to, you know, assess what might be required if requested by our customer and determine, you know, the best solution or best path as far as meeting the, whatever the sustainment requirements are.
Now, this partnership was established just earlier in March. Do you have a first project to occur under it yet?
No, we don't. But because the Air Force Sustainment Center is a large organization, and Northrop Grumman is indeed a large organization, at any given time, there are a number of ongoing activities. And so we're looking at a wide range of potential opportunities where we could partner with the Air Force Sustainment Center and use this public-private partnership as the foundation for that. And I'm sure in the future, there will be more opportunities as we move forward.
And at that point, when you establish one, then you do have to figure out a price at some point, correct?
Yes. And so, again, we can use this current agreement to work through the terms and conditions and speed up the contracting process. And, you know, if there is some type of funding required or price, or if we get into the details of that, we'll be much further along in the process than if we had started from scratch.
All right. Dr. Chris Jones is the president of Northrop Grumman Technical Services. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.